As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Yes, thank you guys very much for sponsoring the show. If you enjoy the show and would like to help us out, head on over to our website, disneyassembled.com. If you'd like to join us as a sponsor, just hit the Become a Patron button and you can take a look at the options available to you there. We'd love your consideration. Of course, if that is not something that you're able to do or are ready to do, that's perfectly fine. We enjoy you being here for our free show that we put out every week. If you want to help us other than becoming a patron, you can help us by spreading the word about Disney Assembled, especially if you enjoy the show. One of the best ways for you to do that is on your podcast player of choice if you have the ability to do a rating and review. We would love a high rating and writing a little brief review telling people how much you enjoy the show. We'd really appreciate that. If you do a review, we'd consider reading it here on the show, right? We haven't had a review in a little while. We'd love to get some more reviews. So if you haven't done that yet, please consider doing that. We'd really, really appreciate it. All right. We have a lot going on this week. We're getting back into school,
which is part of it.
Yeah, school year's getting up started, and you know, our July Disney World trip is becoming a distant memory, right? It was almost a month ago. Actually, it was about a month ago, right? A month ago today, we were coming home, right? We were leaving. So today sort of marks maybe the last conversation that we have planned.
Right, last in-depth conversation about the park. I'm sure it'll come up, and our trip will come up in various other topics.
Sure, sure, but
dedicated to this specific trip, this is the last one.
Right, and we've talked about attractions and going through the different parks, but as we've said for the last couple of weeks, you have been wanting to have an episode where we talked more about other things like
food. Yeah. Long-awaited food episode. Right.
So we've not ever
that Mimi is so excited for.
So Disney Assembled, you and I, we've never really had a conversation about Disney food. We've mentioned snacks in the past, but
we never really ate Disney food, which I think is part of it, and it's an important part to mention. So I don't have any real memory of eating Disney food, and it wouldn't be a very fun episode if you just talked the whole time. But now we ate at some restaurants, we ate some snacks, and we did some stuff. And so now I feel like we have a little bit more authority to like talk about the food at Disney World. Absolutely.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to go through, you know, we went back, Mimi and I off the air, and we reviewed all the places we ate and visited. Could be just like a snack or a drink station as well as a sit down meal. So we run the whole gamut from walk up to, you know, quick service to sit down restaurants. We're going to talk about our five favorite places and dining or drinking that we did along the way that week.
We're also going to talk about the other places we ate.
Because I don't think we ever had a really bad experience.
No, we didn't have a bad meal.
We're going to do our top five, and then we're going to talk about the other stuff. And also along the way, I think we're going to mention a little bit about some merch review or some merch experience that we had while we were in the parks as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have as much about the merchandise because we didn't spend a whole lot on merchandise. We didn't go into a lot of souvenirs.
So do you want to start with merch?
We could start with merch. We could start with food either way. Probably start with merch and then get into the food because the food is more of a countdown. And, you know, some people who are planning a trip might be wondering, yeah, well, what do regular normal people who aren't foodies or do food reviews, what did they think of some of these options? And I think that's really important. I mean, there are a lot of blogs out there and YouTube channels that do a great job of reviewing Disney dining options. But that's all they do, right? And so they're eating this food all the time. But for people who, you know, are just a regular family going to the park, you know, what would a family like mine maybe enjoy, right?
Yeah.
So in our family, it's, you know, it's four of us.
Right.
You know, you are on the older end of the teenage spectrum and your brother's on the younger end of the teenage spectrum. So
how do you find a variety of food that's not just
right.
chicken nuggets and hamburgers?
Sure, sure, sure. So we're going to talk about that today and also our little observations about some merch.
We did not eat a single hamburger our entire trip.
Yeah, I don't believe we had a hamburger.
We did not have a single chicken nugget.
I don't think we had a chicken nugget either or a chicken tender, right?
Yeah.
No chicken tenders, no nuggets, no hamburgers on this trip. That's really amazing. I didn't even think about that until it was all said and done. We're going to do that. We're also going to do the Mimi version of Parks News, where we'll go through some headlines of some Disney news for the week, and Mimi gets to give her opinion, whether it's news or snooze. We haven't had a YouTube Parks News episode in a little while. I've been really, really busy getting ready for the school year. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I am the head of a small private school, and so this is Teachers Come Back week, so I've been really busy helping the teachers get ready for school.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get one of those episodes up really soon because I have some headlines I'd like to have some fun with. So we'll do that. We'll also have our Disney dad joke of the week, and we'll have our main topic of the week. All right.
Heck yeah.
All right. So you ready to jump into some Parks News?
Yes.
All right. Let's have our Parks News.
It's time for Parks News, brought to you by Disney Assembled.
Mimi, let's, let me pull up my stream here, because I get these things off of websites. And the one we're going to use today, and I'm just going to lay it out. Usually what I use, some people maybe who have been listening may say, where do you get these headlines from Parks News? Usually I use the app Monorail News. I think it's called Monorail News. I'm going to check just real quick just to make sure, because I want to make sure I give them. Yeah, Monorail News. It's an app, and I just read the headlines to you. Today, I don't think Monorail News has been updated that much since last week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to Blog Mickey. Blog Mickey is a really good place. There's lots of good places to get Disney news, but Blog Mickey is one that I like to use, especially when I do the YouTube series, Parks News. Right. There's a lot of Blog Mickey. So I'm going to go through some headlines that are being listed here from Blog Mickey, and you're going to let me know whether you think it's news or snooze. All right.
Cool.
You ready to get into that?
Yes.
All right. So the first one I'm going to bring up is new 50th anniversary photo ops for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Snooze. I'm not there, so I don't care. Next.
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
I wish I was at Mickey's Not So Scary, but
so are all the so last week the Not So Scary stuff was kind of news to you. Is this week is going to be all not a snooze?
I think so. Well, I mean, maybe just the photo ops, because like I don't really care too much about the photo ops. Just sort of. If you want to tell me that Elvis Stitch is back, like, okay. I'm all for it.
How about that? All right. Here's the next one. It's also from Magic Kingdom. Max Goof Powerline Party Time Pre-Parade at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
There's way too many words.
It's Max Goof Powerline Parade. Right. So there's Max Goof. There's a picture
right,
from,
I know.
And, you know, from his Powerline costume from the Goofy movie.
That is way too many words.
He's pretty popular, though. He only comes out during certain
special
periods.
Yeah, but he's not as popular as Disney likes to think he is.
Okay. Well, is it news or snooze?
I think it's snooze.
You're snoozing on Max Goof?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry.
Shocked. All right. Let's move over to some Epcot stuff. We did two there. So we did two snoozes. All right, ready? Mickey and Minnie annual pass holder magnet coming to Epcot.
News, because I thought they got rid of the annual pass holder.
No,
I thought
they
that
still
wasn't
do.
A thing.
I don't think they're selling new ones, though.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, you can get that. There's a picture. I see the little magnet.
That's cute. Yeah, news, I guess.
Not worth thousands of dollars for a magnet, though.
No.
Okay.
No.
Magic Band plus post-ride effects at Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. So I guess when the ride is over, it does some kind of blinking thingy.
Okay, everything involving Magic Band Plus is snooze because it's just so underwhelming, I think, in my opinion. But honestly, like oh my gosh, it blinks after you get off Guardians of the Galaxy. Only like 8 people get to go on that ride every day. Like, I don't...
Right.
Like, okay,
well,
congratulations.
Well, D23 is coming in September.
I'm sure a bunch of new stuff will be
I'm kind of hoping that they open
then.
Up some ideas. Yeah, yeah. What are they going to be doing at Magic Band Plus? What's
I'm
the future
sure
of that,
they've got
right?
more going on besides just funny
so
blinky lights for $45. Yeah.
So, man, three snooze and one news.
All right.
All right. Let's try this one. Cultural representatives return to World Showcase at Epcot.
Oh, my gosh, news. This is so exciting.
It is exciting.
I'm excited that Epcot is going to become authentic Epcot again. You know what I'm saying? We actually get the whole World Showcase thing instead of just like cast members that just run the pavilions. Like, that's so exciting.
Cool.
I'm so excited.
So that's five. Do you want to do any more this week, or do you want to stick at five?
Do one.
We normally do five. We do one more?
Yes.
All right, ready? Imagineering files two permits for new Toy Story Land restaurant.
That's news. I'm excited. Is it? Aren't they already building it though? Like, I've seen.
There's like a picture.
Yeah, that's hanging up behind the big statue of Woody at the front of Andy's backyard.
So it looks like they'll be building a restaurant.
It's already
there.
That's exciting. I hope it's like a themed. I hope it's like a character restaurant. Like, I'm not a big character restaurant gal, but
right.
Like, there needs to be a place where you can meet Buddy, no, Buzz and Woody, and Jesse and who knows?
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
I mean Lightyear.
Yes. You get a flight there.
That could be cool. You get a flight of light beers at yeah. Buzz Lightyear's light beer.
Speaking
flight.
Of flights, French fry flights at right. Epcot. We just missed those.
We just missed those.
That's so upsetting.
It really is upsetting.
And by the time we go back, they're not going to be there anymore.
That's true.
That
I got an idea.
So upsetting.
Let's just go to the store and buy some different kinds of French fries. We'll get some shoestring. We'll get some crinkle cut. We'll get some waffle.
It'll probably cost the same amount and we'll have some left
over. We'll pour some different sauces all over it. Some dips.
You get Chick-fil-A sauce. I bet that's what they're putting on it. We just don't know.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Say no to the Chick-fil-A sauce. That's all right. So is that it for news and Parks News this week?
Yep.
All right. What one? Do you remember? I think Snooze won.
No, I think we did six. So it was even.
Was it 3-3?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
good
why
stuff.
I asked you to do the last one.
Yeah, the
one.
News is, you know, really important. And, you know, one of the pieces of news that we didn't cover, and it's one that we may be getting some firsthand knowledge of later in the spring, is new construction over at the Polynesian, right? Because there's a rumor we may be at the Polynesian in the spring.
Maybe.
You never know.
I know someone who's currently doing a college program at the Polynesian.
Right, right.
They're not going to be there by the time we're there, but yeah.
Well,
it's worth mentioning.
There it is. Right. Well, speaking of the Polynesian, I think that's part of maybe an aspect tangentially related to this week's Dad Joke of the Week. So are you ready for this week's joke?
Yes.
All right, guys, let's have this week's Disney Dad Joke of the Week.
Oh, boy.
Mimi. Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
Do you know none of the characters were allowed to laugh really loudly? Do you know why?
No.
They were only allowed to aloha.
Okay. Get it? Okay.
They couldn't laugh loudly. They were only allowed to
aloha. Yeah.
Get
I
it?
Get the joke.
Because they're from like Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You've already told me this one, but I forgot it. And then you told me it again. It was just as funny as
that. That's this week's Disney Dad Joke of the Week. I sincerely apologize to everyone out there who's listening. If you have a better idea for a Disney Dad Joke of the Week,
which you definitely do,
you may, right? If you may, if you have one, send it to us.
Everything
Disney
is a better idea than aloha. Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
So
guys, listen, if you have
it.
A joke you'd like us to consider using on the show, please send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or you can send us a DM on any of our socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter, all at Disney Assembled. If you want to see the past Disney Dad jokes, pretty much everyone we've told up to this point is on our website, disneyassembled.com.
So I think everyone we've told is on.
Joke. Yeah, Disney Dad Joke of the Week tab, go to the page and you can read all the dad jokes there. All right.
Heck yeah. Okay, let's jump in.
We're ready
to
for
the
our
topic
main topic
because
of the week.
I'm so excited.
So we're going to start with, do you want to start with our merch? It's not really a rant. It's just our observations.
Just observation. Yeah, let's start with merch. Do you want to go first? Or you want to go first? Because you and I have two totally different things to talk about here.
We sort of have, and then I want to talk about sort of the things we did end up buying a few things at the last night we were there. And I'm talking about the checkout system because there's so many people. Like if you're in the Emporium,
it's impossible
so crowded.
To get through those lines.
It's constantly crowded, right? And there's so much stuff in there. So why don't you start? Because I know there was something we went on into the trip you were really desperately hoping you could find there, and we weren't able to find it anywhere. But there were a number of cast members who were really kind and helped you out. So why don't you tell everybody about your experience with that?
So I went into this trip wanting to buy Scarlet Witch ears because I knew they were in the Emporium. I knew they were there. And obviously, if you've been to the parks recently and asked about them, or seen, they are nowhere to be found. They are the most popular item and the supply chain cannot keep up. By the time they put them on the shelves, already sold out. It's literally insane. But when we were in Disney Springs looking for them, the cast member, we were in the Christmas store. And I was telling the cast member that I was like hoping to look for them. And she was like, hang on, like, let me go see. And she like went in the back and she like searched around And she said, okay, there's some at the Emporium right now. And I was like, well, we don't have park passes because it was the first night, right?
Right. We went to Disney Springs the first night.
We couldn't go to the Emporium and there's no way to like reserve them or anything. And she said, well, there's some at All-Star Music.
It was one of the, maybe Art of Animation, one of the All-Star Resorts.
One of
those,
one of the All-Star Resorts had them in the gift shop. And she just like literally went above and beyond to go see where they were for me. We didn't end up getting them. But it was still like a really nice moment. That being said, buying ears in general right now is really frustrating. You have your own grievances with that, but I buy the Minnie Mouse headband, the classic Mickey ears. You know the one I'm talking about. But in the past, when I've gone to buy them, there are usually some options that aren't super glittery.
Right.
And when we went recently, every single pair of ears had sequins on them or glitter or some
Many
sort
of
like
did, right.
glitzy thing. And I didn't want that very much. And so I almost ended up buying like these leather ones, which I didn't really like either. The ones I ended up getting had sequins on the bow, which was like the lesser of the many evils, right? Like I didn't like, I almost bought the pirates ones because I love pirates, but the ears themselves, the actual like ears, are glittery. They're sequin. They're yellow sequins, and I don't want that. I think that doesn't look great. But I mean, to each their own. The general lack of ears options right now is really frustrating, especially with the Scarlet Witch ears, because like she's the most popular character.
There
in
were
the
plenty.
MCU
right there
now.
Were plenty of Mighty Thor ears, and
yes.
you had no desire to have the
Those
Mighty
are
Thor
so
ears.
So ugly.
Well, and then they have, and
they've
I
got
think
the
Captain
Marvel
ears.
Ones.
Yeah, and you weren't interested in those.
I don't really
either.
Want those either. Like Scarlet Witch, and Wanda Scarlet Witch, the most popular character in the MCU right now. Like, without doubt, she is the fan favorite, and I think it's, and I know it's not Disney's fault. I know it's a supply chain issue mostly. But I don't understand how you can, like, not keep up with that demand, you know?
Yeah. And the cast members were great.
They were really great.
That one in
it.
That one store was particularly good because she literally went through the inventory of every Disney property and said, there should be three in the Emporium. And I think there's two at this All-Star Resort. And she even said, when you get back to your home resort, because we were staying at the, where were we staying?
Coronado Springs.
That's right. She said, go to their store. She goes, maybe they have one there. Maybe it's just not showing up on the inventory and stuff. So,
right.
I mean,
we
followed
and
have just,
them, but
yeah. And by the time, and I think they even said there may be some at Hollywood Studios at one of the stores there. And so you know, we checked the whole week and there was none to be found, but we were also told by every cast member that literally when they come in, they don't know when they're coming in.
And they get
and
like
literally
two
when
crates
they come
of,
in and they put them out and they're gone immediately. Like they literally disappear. Like people buy them immediately when
right.
they come in. So,
I guess I'll just buy them on eBay for double what they're worth.
No, we're not going to do that. So, well, you could do that. I'm not doing that. So,
I mean, they're already sold for double what they're worth. It'll be like quadruple what they're worth.
Right. And so kind of related to that, if you went back, I don't know how many episodes ago it was, we did an episode on sort of bucket list items, things that we would like to do or things we have never done before that we'd like to do at Disney World or Disneyland. And one of the things I believe that was on my bucket list was getting a pair of the traditional, regular, black Disney Mickey ears, like the regular with the beanie and
the hat one,
right? Yeah. With the Mickey Mouse, sort of like the Mickey Mouse Club symbol on the front of it, just the traditional regular ones that you can get embroidered with your name on.
Right. The one from the Soarin' preview video.
This regular run of the mill, you know, Mickey ear hat for, you know, with the strap on the chin. Right. So, I went to do that. I went to the shop that's next to Tony's right over there. The ears shop, the hat shop.
Yeah.
Cause that's where they do the embroidering at Disney World and the Magic Kingdom. And I went in, I was looking. And I couldn't find them anywhere. And the cast members were really helpful. And they said, you know, can we help you? And I said, well, I can't seem to find, you know, the traditional Mickey ears, just the black beanie traditional Mickey ear. That's the one. They had a sample one out with embroidery on it because they had to show people what the embroidery styles were like, right? Mm-hmm. I said, that's what I'm looking for. I've never had one of those. I want to get one of those. And the cast member said, and they were very nice, but they said, oh man, I'm sorry, we don't have those because, get this, All of those have been replaced during the 50th anniversary by the iridescent 50th anniversary style ears.
Right, which are like purple.
And I didn't want them. I looked at them and they had the iridescent colors. I just wanted the black traditional Mickey ears. And they're not selling them. They had all other kinds except that one. They literally have replaced the traditionals with the 50th anniversary ones. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't do it. Mimi and I debated it. You know, I tried them on. I looked at it. And granted, look, I'm not going to wear them unless I'm in a Disney park. I get that. But I didn't want that. I literally didn't want, and not that Disney cares, but they lost the sale. I don't understand why they couldn't have both styles available. I think, I mean, are they worried? I mean, if you want the traditional black ears, you're not going to buy the other ones, no matter what. So I don't know why there may have been this fear that if we put both of these out, the 50th aren't going to sell enough. If you don't want the 50th ears, you're not going to buy the 50th ears, right? And I didn't want the 50th anniversary ears. So I don't know. That was my,
they
I was a little disappointed in that. Because
they have these black ones that like had the waistband of Mickey's pants around the
brim.
Well,
they did have that one.
But it had a tail coming out of it.
It had tails. And I said, I don't want Mickey's tail sticking out the back of my, I mean, it was, and it was kind of small to begin with, but yeah, those weren't the traditional ones. It looked like Mickey's, you know, ears were on his rear and they were on your head. I just didn't.
It was weird.
I didn't want those. So.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's my merch thing. We didn't really buy. We bought our traditional. We did buy 50th anniversary pins because we didn't want to mark
50th stuff everywhere. Well, and like none of it is cute.
Some of it is, but I mean, it depends on what you want.
Not. Merch is kind of,
that's not really our thing, but we bought
Disney needs understated merch. Like Disney needs like its loud merch and then it needs something that's a little bit more quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like a little pocket tee.
Right.
Well, a little design on the back. You know,
we did get our pins and we did a mobile checkout. I don't want to spend too much more time on this because we're already about 22 minutes in, but
yeah,
did the mobile checkout for the first time instead of standing in line and checking out.
That was so much better.
That was so much better. So if you want to figure out how to do the mobile checkout, if you do mobile checkout, that's the way to go, especially if you're in an Emporium.
Because you just scan all the stuff and then you charge it to your room or even use a card and it's so easy. Just walk out.
Yep. So there you go.
It's fantastic.
So that's our merch store. And if we go back in the spring, we'll see if it changes. Maybe the black Mickey ears will be back by then. But it'll still be, I think they'll still be doing, the 50th anniversary celebration will still be going on if we go in the spring. And
double 50th.
That's right. Well, that would have been three times we went during the 50th. No, we didn't go. The last year in July was right before it started.
It hadn't opened yet. Yeah.
All right. So you ready to jump into this food thing?
Yes, I'm so excited.
So do you want to,
I think we should talk about,
why don't we list everything we did up front?
Yeah.
Because what we want to do is we're going to give each of our top five experiences, the top five places based on the places we went to.
Right.
And then we're going to talk about, with time allowing, the places we didn't put in our top five. Just our things that stand out to us about them.
Okay, right? Can I go?
Yeah, tell everybody all the places we ended up doing.
So we ate at Be Our Guest restaurant, Tony's, Nine Dragons, Teppan Edo. You got the French fried
the artisan
ice cream
de glaces.
Sure. French fried ice cream shop. Thing. I got a crepe.
We got the Creperie de Paris.
We got Joffrey's. We went to Casey's. Went to Harambe Market, Ogus Cantina. We went to the Ronto Roasters, whatever. We went to Annie's Lunchbox, Via Napoli, Liberty Tree Tavern. And I don't know what this is.
Well, I got the blue and green milk.
That was so gross.
Yeah. Wait, don't give it away.
We'll talk about it. I'll talk about it a little bit more in detail later.
Do we really have to now that you said
that?
Okay. So you want to do 5 to 1? From our 5 top.
Yeah, but I think we should talk. I think we should talk about all of them, and then we can give the ranking.
Well, do you want to talk about all of them? We can talk about the ones in our ranking, and then talk about the ones we didn't.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, let's start with 5 for you.
You want to number 5 for me? Number 5 for me was a tie because I think I literally enjoyed both of these places equally, the same. And I'll say maybe if there's a tiebreaker, I'll tell you what the tiebreaker is after I explain. That is Ronto Roasters and Harambe Market. We're number 5 for me. Here's why. The theming in both places, I think, is really good. I think the theming in Harambe Market is good for where it is. I think the theming in Ronto Roasters is really good for where it is. I really enjoyed my Ronto wrap. I thought it was really good. I did not get the vegetarian one, even though I really was going to, but I decided not to, and I ended up getting the regular one. Mm-hmm. I think in the spring we go back, if we eat there, I will try the vegetarian one. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Same thing with Harambe Market. We got, I think we got the rib bowl. No, we got the grilled chicken.
The grilled chicken bowl there.
It was very good. It was so good. Good food. It was good value. It filled, it was a good filling meal. It was not bad food. Like it seemed to be relatively on the healthier side of good because it wasn't fries and all that stuff. So I put those, right. If I had to though, do a tiebreaker between the two, I think I would probably pick Harambe Market a little bit over Ronto Roasters only because of available seating.
Yes.
It was hard to find a place to sit and eat at Ronto Roasters. And I did not want to eat on top of garbage can.
We shared a table with this couple.
There was a couple there. They took a whole table themselves, but they were kind enough to say, hey, we have plenty of space. Would your family like to sit at the table with us? And we did join them. That was really nice. And Harambe Market, though, we didn't have any trouble finding a place to sit. No, definitely
not. It was really cool over at Harambe Market, too.
Yeah. No. So all right. That was my number five. What is your number five?
My number five is Liberty Tree Tavern, which is
right there in the Liberty
Square.
Right
in the middle of Magic Kingdom. So we were questioned as to why we wanted to book this restaurant in the first place, but I really enjoyed it. I think it was kind of an underrated moment for us. I think Liberty Tree is not always super, not, I want to say well-respected.
It's overlooked.
It's overlooked and it's not really... it doesn't get what it deserves. So we got the big, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, Liberty Tree is big meat platter.
It's
with
all you
mac
care
and cheese.
To enjoy. Yeah.
Right. It's all you can eat and you get unlimited drinks. And then if you like finish, like whatever, let's say we ate all the pork, they just bring us a bowl of pork. So right. It's like really, really cool. Right. It's like Thanksgiving style food, stuffing, cranberry sauce, like real cranberry sauce, you know, whatever. It was good. It was a good meal. It was solid. It was filling. But that mac and cheese was the best mac and cheese I've ever had in my entire life. And coming from someone who loves mac and cheese, I get it everywhere we order. Like as a side, I love mac and cheese and this stuff was so good. And I've been trying to find a dupe recipe online and I can't. So if you can find one, please send it to us. I would love to make it. Liberty Tree was also really good because it gave us like some sort of like, it gave us like protein, like a meat to carry us through all the way to dinner.
It was very filling.
And, you know, it was a nice little space. It was cold in there. And also it was like right by where we were sitting happened to be like right by the window. So you could see, you know, the parades and the cavalcades and everything that came by. And it was cool. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good stuff. The cast member was really nice to us there. So.
Yeah. Good meal.
Liberty Tree.
Yep. Good meal. So we might hear from Liberty Tree later in the episode from me. It's good stuff. All right. You want to go to number four?
Yes.
I think you and I may have the same number four.
We do.
And that is...
Nine Dragons.
So yeah, in the China Pavilion over in Epcot, we had a reservation for Nine Dragons.
Such a good meal.
And everything I keep reading is that Nine Dragons is a restaurant that is on the up and up. It has been consistently good. And the menu changes that have been made over the years seem to be really good. You and I ate some kind of, was it fried rice? Duck fried rice.
And
with some duck. Was it some duck dumplings of some sort?
Oh my gosh. We had the spicy pork dumplings. I don't know what they were called, but they were spicy pork dumplings and they were phenomenal. I think objectively,
the duck fried rice was outstanding.
I think Nine Dragons, like when it comes to like quality of food, like was objectively the one of the best meals we had. But like in terms of enjoyment, it's at a solid number four for me. But we ate at a lot of places. So that does really well. It was really, really, really good food. And it was so quick. And I actually went out and watched the fireworks, the ending of Harmonious, the night we had at Nine Dragons for the first time ever. Like for the first time in so long, I watched fireworks and like I left the restaurant to go see them. And that's a really important memory for me. So Nine Dragons now has an emotional attachment and was fantastic food. Really, really so good.
And I think a lot of people who eat Chinese food maybe in their own cities or neighborhoods where they live, they might say, do you really want to go to Nine Dragons? Chinese food. You know, we always get Chinese food. Let me tell you something.
Yes, you do.
This is not your neighborhood.
This is not your
China.
General
this
Tso's.
Isn't your Chinese buffet. Right.
This isn't General Tso's chicken. This isn't shrimp fried rice. No, this is like.
This is really good Chinese cuisine and it's prepared great. The service was fantastic. By the way, you know, whoever, I don't remember the cast member that was serving us that night, but he was absolutely phenomenal. Very welcoming place. Great, great dinner. I love Nine Dragons.
It's
and the fact
cool
that it's only
theming.
Number four on our list tells you something about the meals we had because it was really good. It's a place that I would definitely eat at again.
No, for sure.
Without a doubt.
Honest. Okay. Also, really important thing to know about all the sit-down meals that we booked. We booked these based off of what we thought would taste good, not off of like what people on the internet said. We didn't look at best places to eat. Like, we literally just said, oh, we like Chinese food. Let's eat at Nine Dragons. And like, that was the end of it. Right. So, good. Yeah, made our top four.
So you ready to move to number three?
Yes.
All right. Number three for me is one we've already mentioned, Liberty Tree Tavern. I thought it was great. We don't eat turkey and pork and that kind of food, that Thanksgiving feast type feast.
I think that's what makes it so good.
But it's a filling meal. It was good for lunch because it was heavy enough that we didn't have to spend a fortune on snacks the rest of the day, but not if you're a disciplined eater, not so heavy that you are knocked out on your feet and not able to
move around. Or sick when you get off of rides. Right. Yeah.
So I thought Liberty Tree Tavern was great. It was actually my idea to go to, because I remember going to it in another place. And it was kind of a, you know, the person who helped us plan the vacation was actually a little surprised, because he said it's not the kind of place that people usually remember. If you're there though, and you're looking for a place to eat, you might try to walk up and see if they can get a reservation.
They usually have tables. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it seemed like, you know, if you didn't have a reservation, there was a possibility of all the places there that if you were looking for a sit down restaurant, it might be one to give a shot. You know, they may be able to find a table for you. So
it was so good.
I love the Liberty Tree Tavern. I enjoy, you know, there's an upstairs area there too. So if you want to go upstairs and look out over the Liberty Square, especially if there's a parade coming by,
it was a really good spot to watch the parade, even like on the outside of the building. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause that's where we caught the parade that afternoon, right?
The Festival of Fantasy.
If that's what it's called, then yes, that's what we caught.
I don't know. All I know is there was Rapunzel.
All right. So number three for me was Liberty Tree Tavern. What about number three for you?
So number three for me was the quick service we had at Animal Kingdom. We've also already mentioned Harambe Market. Harambe Market was so nicely themed. Like, I just felt so like engulfed in Animal Kingdom, like in Harambe Market. I liked that it was big. Their places to sit. It was cool. But what really stood out to me was the bowl that I had. I had a rice chicken bowl, and it had this like sauce on it with a green, and it was so good. Like, not only was the food so good for a quick service, and it wasn't like not only was it phenomenal, it wasn't greasy. It gave me a green, like a leafy green that I so desperately needed and wanted by the time we were on day four of our trip. I didn't want to eat any more meat. I didn't want to eat any more pasta. I wanted to eat a salad. And all this wasn't a salad. It was like a rice and then like lettuce and then like chicken. And it was perfect. It was basically eating a salad. It was so good.
It was exactly what we needed that day.
It was so good. And I really want to eat there again. If we end up in Animal Kingdom needing a quick service meal like that, that would be where I would go.
You know, what's funny is Animal Kingdom. Don't sleep on the food at Animal Kingdom.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
You know, people all talk about Epcot, the food at Epcot. And look, food at Epcot's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I love Epcot to go eat. If I had to pick one park to go eat at, it's probably Epcot. However, Animal Kingdom quite possibly could be better for its food than its actual attractions.
Oh, no, for sure. Because Animal Kingdom, like, you get that African, Asian,
a lot of flavor.
Which you don't really get in Epcot. Like, Epcot has, you know, some Asian, like, they got the Chinese Pavilion and the Japanese Pavilion, but, like, you don't really get the like African flavor, which you can get in Animal Kingdom. On top of that, the chance of you getting a salad in Epcot is, maybe we just weren't looking. But
certainly not in the Magic Kingdom.
Certainly not Magic Kingdom. No way. Maybe we just weren't looking for one in Epcot, but you can get one in Animal Kingdom and it will be so good. Or you can get something like a bowl, which is going to serve the same purpose as the salad without being like a salad. That's gross. Right. Number three, Harambe Market, really good, really very much enjoyed it. I think we're going to try and book a sit down meal though, next time we're in Animal Kingdom. I think that's what we were talking about. Yeah. But if we do, for some reason, end up needing quick service, this is the way to go for sure.
It was a great place to go. There's a lot of good quick service places in Animal Kingdom. We just happened to be in that part of the park when we were going to eat. And good choice. So our last two, number two, number one, I believe we have the same at number two and number one. That way we can.
What do you mean? I believe we're both looking at the same page.
Well, I am looking at these, but my spelling isn't as neat as yours. So I think we spelled the same things.
We did.
All right. So number two, do you want to tell everybody what number two? Why don't you say, I'll save you to do number one.
Okay.
And I'll mention number two. Number two for the two of us was the Be Our Guest restaurant. Now, you were the one who wanted to be our guest restaurant.
I want to be our guest so bad because I remember on Disney Channel when they were like you know, advertising it. I don't remember when it opened, but I feel like it opened relatively recently. Because, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just making this all up in my head, but I remember them building this. Maybe they were building something else. I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
Anyway, Be Our Guest restaurant, Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast is one of my favorite Disney movies. Bella's arguably, like, one of my favorite princesses, tied with Rapunzel. I wanted to eat here so bad when I was younger. I would see photos and, like, videos, and, like, I just had to do it. So we did Be Our Guest, and it's so beautifully themed. Like, it really is. Every single room is so well put together. We ate in the grand ballroom, and the chandelier is there, and it's snowing outside, and we were sitting, like, almost, like, parallel with the, not parallel, but, like, in line with the door. But the way it's manipulated, you can't even see the outside. You have no idea that it's Disney World outside. Like, you are in this castle. And the West Wing is really cool, too. My brother and I walked around in there. And we went in the other room with all the portraits. And, like, there was this, like, quilt thing that was also really cool. Beast came out and, you know, bowed to all of us. And it was really, really so cool. And there's so many little girls in, like, their little bell dresses. It was just such a great experience. But on top of that, I got the house fish, and that food was so good. I don't know if we had just not eaten, like, a real meal in a very long time, but Be Our Guest had fantastic food.
Yes. This is our first time at Be Our Guest. The service was fantastic, of course. You have said before that you didn't care for the gray stuff. I enjoyed the gray stuff. I thought dessert was great. Doesn't matter. I love whipped cream, and it was good. I think the rest of us had the filet mignon, the steak. It was cooked exactly the way we wanted it cooked. It was fantastic. You know, I thought the meal was a very good meal. The service was fantastic. The theming and the storytelling was fantastic. And I think if you're there, one of the things to keep in mind because of the story, your servers, and we didn't do this, and maybe if we go back, I'm going to do this again. I believe you can engage with your servers in a way to help, like, because they're humans, I think each of them has a story. Like, maybe the person who served your table was a spoon the day before and they were turned back into a human, right? Or maybe the bench you're sitting on outside waiting to get your name called is another one of the servers and they have a name. It's like, I think if you're there, you can ask a server, like, you know, who is the bench today? And they, oh, that's Billy or whatever, or Bob. Yeah. Because if you remember the story, all the things in the castle were actual people that were turned into things, right? So I think there's a way you can engage with the cast members like that. And if you've been to Be Our Guest and you know the answer to that question, we'd love to hear from you. You know, let us know. But yeah, Be Our Guest was number two on our list. We've never been there before. It was worth
such
going to.
Food.
I don't know if we're going to do it again next time we go because it is a big, it's one of the more expensive meals we had.
It is a big meal, yeah.
And I know there are other things that we would like to do of equal cost.
But it was,
we want to spread
really
ourselves
good.
Out a little bit, right? But Be Our Guest, we don't regret going at all. Obviously, it was very good. We enjoyed our meal very much. So it comes in at number two.
I was really excited that it wasn't overhyped. Like, that restaurant could easily be something that's overhyped. And it's just so not. It's just so good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there are a number of other places that we ate at or visited for either snacks or some kind of meal. We're going to get to the ones we don't mention in this list when we're finished with our list, but we have our top pick and we both picked the same thing as number one. This was what we believe to be the best all around dining experience we had while at Walt Disney World in July. Mimi, why don't you share with everyone what that is?
We had hibachi at Teppan Itō in Japan in Epcot. And that is our number one meal of the entire trip. It was so good. We eat hibachi not with regularity, but, like, occasionally around here. There's a really good hibachi place where we live. And we were like, let's get hibachi in Epcot.
Very concerned that it would be exactly, you know, like what we get here at home.
It was not. It was so much better. They used this, like, sauce, and the show was really good. And they made a bunch of Mickeys. And our chef, she just made Mickeys out of rice. And it was so cool. The only, like, downside I think that this meal had was that it came with steamed rice instead of fried rice. But I learned that fried rice is a more Chinese thing and steamed rice is a more Japanese thing. So it makes sense that they wouldn't serve fried rice. It's not Japanese.
Right. We
and
actually learned that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The server actually explained that the reason they don't do fried rice like some hibachi places is because it's more of a, like Mimi said, it's more of a Chinese thing. And when they set the restaurants up, they didn't want two restaurants in the same general area serving the same food. So the Chinese restaurant, Nine Dragons, they do serve the fried rice.
Right.
Which means that Teppanito just serves the steamed rice. The other thing Teppanito did was this, and we don't get this at our hibachi place here, is they serve, they made the noodles.
Oh, they did the noodles
on the hibachi, right? As opposed to, no, there were some vegetables too, but the noodles
were the main.
Were a nice touch. Yeah. They were really, really well done.
I got the shrimp and chicken. I love shrimp. It's like,
I too had shrimp and chicken.
So good. We've had the same thing. Yeah. If I were to do it again, which I don't think we will, not because it wasn't good, but because we need to like branch out and do something that's equally as expensive.
Right.
Yeah. I would do the shrimp, just the double shrimp instead of the shrimp and chicken. The chicken was good, but I really liked the shrimp and the yum yum sauce, as our chef called it.
Yes, the yum yum sauce was as it was, yum yum. One thing you do keep in mind, if you do eat at Teppanito, you're going to need to budget some time. It is not a quick meal.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be there for at least an hour and a half, probably.
Get there early.
It takes some time.
Like, get there early than your scheduled time, because we had to wait and we got there like 10 minutes early. And then on top of that, hibachi, like if you've never done hibachi, which you should definitely research where to do hibachi in your neighborhood. But if you've never done it, it takes a while because obviously the chef has to cook the food in front of you. And then usually there's like a little show, whatever. But this one in particular takes a long time because it's like Disney and like they want it to be magical, and it is magical. But yeah, like I would budget like a solid hour and a half, 2 hours for this meal. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't spend the whole 2 hours eating, like digesting it, because it's such a heavy meal.
And then you have the choice between a salad and soup at the beginning. I had soup that day because I had a little bit of a sore throat. The soup was fantastic. Listen, if we had to pick a place to go a second time,
It would be this one
if we had the time. In terms of a sit-down restaurant, I think Teppanito was great. It was filling. You walked away from that meal. You spent, it wasn't cheap, but you got your money's worth.
Yes,
I mean, no one walked away feeling hungry at all.
No.
So, yeah. So if you're in Epcot and you're looking for a place to eat, you may have to do a dining reservation really early in advance because this one was not easy to get.
Nope.
Teppanito.
And we had like late, absolutely. Like we had lunch at like 3 o'clock. Like that's what time our reservation was for.
Yeah, we had a quite early, actually it was a early dinner, I think at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock or something like that.
It was like three.
Three, yeah. So yeah, good stuff. So you want to quickly run through your top five again?
Yes. Right. So at number five, I had Liberty Tree Tavern. Number four, I had Nine Dragons. At number three, I had Harambe Market. At number two, I had Be Our Guest. And at number one, I had Teppanito.
And for me, a similar top five. Five for me was a tie between Ronto Roasters and Harambe Market. Coming at number four was Nine Dragons. Number three was Liberty Tree Tavern. Number two was Be Our Guest. And number one for me also was Teppanito. All right.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. So there are a number of other places that we visited and had food and or drink or experiences at on our trip that fall into sort of the dining category. And I thought
that were still very good. Like, let's make
all of these
clear.
Were really good. I think we should go through them, maybe explain what they are, and maybe hit maybe one quick little highlight of that experience because, I don't know, something just fell on the floor. So maybe one quick experience or thing that you enjoyed about that place so that we don't want to go on too long for each of these, right?
Yeah.
So do you want to go down the list and maybe hit one of them first and we'll just take turns? Or how do you want to do it?
I think we can just go down the list and like take turns talking about it.
One things we didn't mention yet. So the first one, Tony's Town Square.
Yes. Very good. Very good food.
It was okay.
Okay. Like I was really excited to go to Tony's. I expected more. It was still good. I got shrimp Alfredo.
It's traditional Italian food. Let's just say what it is. It's traditional Italian food. It's good. It's not great. It's, if you have children that like pasta, like spaghetti and meatballs, stuff like that, it's a good place to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our server there was fantastic though. I will say this, the cast member who served our table at Tony's was phenomenal. We did give him a cast member compliment.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And like, maybe it's just where we were sitting, but it didn't really seem super themed to Lady and the Tramp. Like, obviously it's not going to be Lady and the Tramp themed because it's the restaurant from Lady and the Tramp, but I think there could be a little bit more of that incorporated into it.
Well,
But, you know, it was good. It didn't make our top five, but we were really, I was excited to eat there and was a little underwhelmed.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll be going back to Tony's next time we're there.
But nothing was a negative experience.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It just
wasn't. Every single meal we had was good. Like, let's just make something clear really quick before we get into this. Like, every meal we had was good.
Yes, it was. Yes. One thing I will say about Tony's real quick, and we got a lot of things to hit at here. I looked and looked and looked for the little paw prints and the heart for Lady and the Tramp out front. Because remember we talked about that being imprinted into the ground. Yeah. I could not find it.
I couldn't find it.
It might be there, but it very well may have been taken out for whatever reason. I don't know. So if you're there and you see it,
let us know.
Send us a picture because we could not find it. All right. You want me to do the next place or you want to, I'll introduce them. All right. So we're going on the list. We'll kind of put these together because I did the Artisan de Glaces. You did the La Creperie de Paris. You had crepes. Yep. I did the croque glacé, which is essentially ice cream inside a brioche bun, warm bun, like an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. I waited a long time for my my brioche bread ice cream sandwich. It was good.
It was real good. What kind of ice cream did you get?
I don't remember. I think it was like a caramel, salted caramel, something or other.
Do you get a choice or
you get a choice of whatever ice cream you want? You get a choice if you want sauce in it, because they can pour some sauce in it and then they put the buns together and they press them. It took a little while to wait through that line, but let me tell you something. It was worth it. I would get that again. So the croque glacé, I'm trying not saying it correctly, at the Artisan de Glaces. The ice cream shop in the French Pavilion. Do that. You had the crepes.
I had the crepes. I got a Nutella crepe, I think. My mom got the berry one and my brother got just like a classic like butter and sugar one, I think. It was good. It definitely tasted like a traditional crepe, but it took a really long time for no reason. Like, it's supposed to be like a quick service snack line. And the line was long. I'll give them that. But like, service was also taking over. Like, there was only one window open, there was one cook, one person serving, and it was just sort of like kind of flat. But I think that hindered my ability to taste it blindly. Like, I think I went into tasting my crepe with this sort of sense of like, wow, that took like 30 minutes. Why did that take 30 minutes? Like, I waited 30 minutes for this, but it was still good. It was okay. I probably wouldn't get it again. I think if we're going to do snacks in like the French area, we might as well just stop in England on our way over there or, you know, hop over one little pavilion. Do something
I would
else.
Have the ice cream again, though.
I bet the ice cream was good.
I'm just going to say that if we're in that area and it's time for snacks, I'm going to the ice cream.
I can't imagine eating a whole thing of those. Like, it just sounds so big.
It goes fast.
I believe you.
All right. Let's jump down the list. I just put Joffrey's there because we went to a Joffrey stand almost every place.
Day. Yeah.
I got various forms of iced coffee, whatever flavors.
I got the frozen ice cream or frozen lemonade thing.
Yeah.
Solid. Quenched my thirst.
It's all good.
Tasted good. Yeah. Blood sugar up.
Yeah. The iced coffee, whatever iced coffee
it's
you get.
It's worth it
good
to
stuff.
Buy those. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Good stuff there at the Joffrey's. All right. The next one on the list.
Casey's. The best hot dog. No, not that good. Not as good as you think it is.
We just had regular hot dogs. We didn't get the hot dog nuggets. We didn't get the with the cheese fries or whatever. We just had regular hot dogs. We had a foot long hot dog with chili and cheese with Walt's chili on it. You had like a regular hot dog with whatever cheese on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hot dog. It's good. Casey's, if you want a hot dog, it's what it is.
We really overhyped that in our heads and it was just like average quick service hot dog, French fries. There was a bunny though that like sat next to us while we were eating it and just kind of like waited for the people. For us to like feed him French fries.
Yeah, the wildlife. Really the wildlife comes right up to you and they're expecting to be fed. And this little bunny rabbit was like literally eating out of people's hands. And that bunny rabbit's probably eight generations of rabbits have lived at Disney.
Right.
Like Disney World. And that rabbit had no fear whatsoever of eating in front of people.
I mean, Casey was okay. Just not anything I would write home about.
Right. Yeah. It was fine. If you want a hot dog and you're in the area, but I wouldn't walk from one end of the park to the other.
No, I wouldn't intentionally get Casey's. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah. It's the same hot dog you can get at Cosmic Grey Starlight Cafe.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Right. What's the next one on the list? Oga's Cantina.
Oga's was a really cool experience. I think it was a little bit frustrating how we got there like 20 minutes before our reservation and we ended up waiting 15 minutes after our reservation was for before we could go in. We went in and our cast member wasn't very nice. Well, she was nice. She was just sort of like direct and she was like, you have 45 minutes to enjoy the cantina. You can't sit down. Go. Bye. I was like, oh, okay. And so we had to stand the whole time. And, you know, that's just the nature of like being in a bar, I guess. I don't know. I'm 17.
Well, the people who may not know what we're talking about, Oga's Cantina is essentially a bar with very, very small bites if you want them inside of Galaxy's Edge, right? So it's themed after, you know, the cantina in Star Wars, right? So they have different Star Wars, different, you know, little drinks, non-alcoholic and alcoholic drinks. Mostly we got non-alcoholic drinks. I did get one with alcohol, the Jedi mind trick. It was good.
I got the one with the one that moves with the bubbles.
Yes.
And then I got some like blue one. I don't know. It was good. It tasted good.
Listen, we enjoyed it. DJ Rex spinning the tunes. We took a couple of pictures. The bartender was really good. He was very helpful.
Yeah.
Trying to navigate the menu. Mimi is correct. You know, they bring you in, they bring you to your spot. And basically we had a spot at the bar.
They like rush you through.
So it was almost like, and they make sure they tell you, you have 45 minutes. You know, here's your spot and that's it, right? You have 45 minutes.
It's basically go get your drink, get out. And like, you don't really get a chance to enjoy the experience of being there. But I walked around like the side of it, like, because we were on one side of the bar. And so I wanted to know what it looked like on the other side. And it was really small. Yeah. Like the cantina is not big enough. I think that's part of the problem. Right. Like,
well, your brother loved it. He wants to go back. I don't think we're going to make a reservation unless he insists that we go back. He loved going up there and ordering those funky drinks. Look, it was fine. It was air conditioned. It was a good way to get out of the heat.
It was a cool experience.
If you're a Star Wars person, it's something you should do once. Is it a thing you have to do every trip? No. I don't think it's something you do every trip.
It was cool. It was really well themed in there, but you know.
Absolutely. Staying in Galaxy's Edge, as you sort of alluded to before, I did stop. I did want to try the blue and green milk.
Oh my gosh. That stuff was so gross.
Your brother, you know, he said, well, I'll take the green one. I took the blue one. He didn't really like it. I will tell you, I ended up drinking both cups.
Ew.
Because no one wanted any of it. I will say I was a blue milk fan more than green. I didn't dislike either of them, but I thought the blue was better. And if we go back, I would get another blue milk. I thought it was refreshing. I enjoyed it. So I know I'm the only one in the family who has any interest in that whatsoever.
The blue one tasted like cotton candy coconut milk, which was really gross. And it was just so sweet. And the idea of drinking milk and just, no.
It wasn't really milk.
It's not really like appetizing to look at and let alone appetizing to drink, which I think is part of the problem.
That is true. It is not appetizing to look at, but I would do a blue milk again.
The green milk was like kind of bitter for some reason. But
it was a little,
really
that's a good way of putting it. It wasn't as sweet. Wasn't as, you know, yeah.
It was sweet, but it was bitter at the same time somehow. That one was even less appetizing to drink than the green milk, which I think was, again, part of the problem. So I'm out on the blue and green milk. I don't need to try it again.
Listen, if I don't get it, I won't be upset. But if we're there and I'm hot, it might be something worth doing. We did get it in the morning, so I don't know.
Have two left.
We have two left. Let's go to Via Napoli next and leave Andy's lunchbox.
If we had a negative or close to negative experience, it would have been at Via Napoli. And it's not anyone's fault. Like the cast member, our server was so great. He was so funny and we gave him a cast compliment, but we got there after it had poured. Like
we were soaked to the bone.
We were soaked. We ran from England to Italy.
Like
that's how far we ran.
Because we had a reservation and we had to get there and there was no way to get there. At some point we'd say, we just got to go or we're going to miss our reservation.
Like rain, it rains every day in Florida. No, like storming, like thunderstorming. Okay. Like Gulf Coast storm in the middle of Epcot, you know? So we're running and it's so cold in this restaurant by the time we get there and we're just so wet and there's nothing they can do about it. And it's not their fault. It's the nature of being at the park.
They couldn't turn the fans off. They couldn't turn the air down. And we were just, so this time we were there in July. It was really hot.
Cold.
Let me explain something
in this restaurant.
For dinner, I drank hot coffee.
It was so cold.
We were freezing.
It was bad. So. And we actually did a little bit of research on this restaurant. So we wanted to get a pizza reservation.
We got a couple of pizzas, yeah.
That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to get a pizza reservation going into this. And so we had said, like, what's the best pizza at Disney World? And they said Via Napoli. And then they said Via Napoli's like some of the best pizza in Florida. So we're like, okay, we'll try it, whatever. And you know, it was good, but it wasn't all that special. I think what makes it taste good to the majority of people is that they use real cheese. And I think when you live in Houston, a city as wildly diverse as here, you can find a pizza place that also uses real cheese. So it didn't really taste all that special to us. It was still good though.
It was good pizza. It was expensive.
It was very expensive.
But we only need it again. If you're looking for the best pizza to eat in Disney, this is the place to go. The pizza is good. However, I don't think we'll be going back to Via Napoli.
No, I don't think we need to go back to Via Napoli. It was very underwhelming.
Unless we just absolutely have to have pizza. There's really no other reason for us to go there.
Yeah, I think we just had like wild expectations about it, but it was underwhelming.
We were also, like Mimi said, we were also freezing.
We were literally,
I say we were drenched, it was as if we jumped into a swimming pool and then jumped out of the swimming pool.
And then jumped in again and then walked to the restaurant.
I mean, we eat our socks, our shirts, everything.
You
was
were the
just
only
completely...
idiot wearing socks. Okay. Yeah, everyone else wore sandals.
Yeah. Okay, so there we go. So Via Napoli, you know, not bad, but you have to want pizza.
Yeah.
In our opinion, to go there. All right. The last place we can remember going to was Andy's Lunchbox over in Toy Story Land. And we always wanted to go. It was so cute. We wanted to go to Andy's Lunchbox. And so we did.
Honestly, Andy's Lunchbox was so good. It really was. Like, it was a really good grilled cheese sandwich.
It was
like,
a very good grilled cheese sandwich.
It was very simple. Very definitely like ham and cheese sandwich. But it definitely reflected the theme very well. I think all of Andy's backyard is really well themed, including Andy's Lunchbox. Like, I just think all of it is really nice. I like being in there. It's happy. It's vibrant. The cast member controlling the crowd told them that it was my brother's birthday.
We were there. It was near your brother's birthday, right?
So we got a little birthday celebration for him.
And it was really cool what they said. They said Andy's mother made this especially for him. It was like a special thank you from Andy's mom.
Andy's mom was making our lunch.
So Andy's mom gave your little brother a cupcake for his birthday. And it was really, really cool.
So cute. And the bread was really good. Honestly, like,
It was a solid quick service.
It was a better grilled cheese sandwich than you might get at like a Cracker Barrel. Like, it was really good for kind of no reason. But it was solid quick service meal.
Yeah. If you want a
quick
good
service, quick service has stepped up its game for sure.
If you want quick service in that part of Hollywood Studios, Andy's Lunchbox is a good solid pick. Yeah. Nothing we had there was bad. We enjoyed it. I'm glad we went. Yeah. Good stuff. All right, Mimi.
That is all the places and all of the things we ate.
That is our recent trip.
While we were on our trip.
Restaurant and merch review. Good stuff. I know you've been really eager to have this conversation, but, you know, we had to wait. We had to get through the parks. There it is. We'll have to do another one of these after our next trip, which rumor has it might be in the spring. We'll have to wait and see. So we have some other stuff coming up on Disney really soon that we're probably going to be talking about on the podcast. Andor, the new Star Wars series, is coming out soon. The She-Hulk series is coming out really soon. We still have to see Lightyear.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that and maybe do a quick review of that or our opinions on that. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff coming out really soon. We didn't do Thor, Love, and Thunder in the theaters.
Is it still in theaters?
Probably, if you wanted to go see it, we probably can go see it. But we've got a lot of Disney stuff coming up. And guys, if you have ideas for the show that you'd like to share with us or even some feedback, Mimi, how can they get in touch with us?
So you guys can send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all at Disney Assembled. Or you can send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com. But if you want to support the show further, the link to our Patreon and TeePublic is on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure to check it out.
Absolutely. We didn't do a Captain Enchanting's Cavalcade of Happiness this week either, because we're still looking for members to join the Cavalcade of Happiness. And if you would like to do that, the best way to do that is to become a guest on our show. If you would like to be a guest on our show, and if you'd like for us to consider bringing you on board, just go to our website, disneyassembled.com, and click on the Be Our Guest page. There's a little form there for you to fill out. We would love to take a look at that and possibly invite you to join us for a conversation about all that Disney magic. Also,
heck yeah.
The bottom of the show notes today, there's a place where you can leave us a voicemail. We would love to hear from you. You can leave us a voicemail about the show, a review, or just some feedback on the show. Or if you have a story about your own Disney trip experience, your park experience, or whatever, we would love to hear that. If you'd like to share it with us, especially if something exciting happened, maybe a ride broke down, you had to get evacuated, maybe you saw somebody get thrown out of the park by security, or maybe... Well, you know, whatever. Maybe there's a costume malfunction on one of the cast members or whatever. You know, send us. We'd love to hear from you. You know, send us that voicemail message. Again, there's a link at the bottom of the show notes. We'd love to hear from you.
Or you can just send it in an email. And we
you
can
could
read it
sure,
on
yeah, shoot us an email. We'd love to do that too. All right, Mimi, good stuff. High five.
Heck yeah.
Excellent. Did you have
that
a good
bad.
Time?
I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. High five. All right.
I had such a good time.
Yeah. Did you have a good time? I had a good time. I enjoyed this. Lots of fun.
Remember, very fun.
Aloha, not a loud laugh, aloha. Guys, we hope you had a wonderful time. We hope you have a magical week. And until next time,
see you real soon.